Twin sisters from the Boston area are quickly gaining the attention of art collectors, museums, and galleries. Safarani sisters, originally from Iran, paint large-scale autobiographical portraits that explore ideas of cultural identity. WBUR's Maria Garcia checked out their work.
Pain begets art. That's the most ubiquitous of art tropes, right? But Bahare Safarani speaks about anguish in such an honest way that the tired idea can seem fresh.
If we had a happy life, we wouldn't even be doing any painting, because when you have something that you want to let people know, that's the time that you do something. You won't move if you are happy.
Bahare is one half of the 27-year-old Safarani identical twin sisters. Before I tell you what their paintings look like, I think you have to know a little bit of their story. Their work is rooted in their identity as Iranians in the U.S. at a time when they feel their country has been stigmatized. The sisters moved here from Tehran to study at Northeastern University. And after graduation, they were so broke, they moved into a professor's small wooden powerboat in East Boston. They had to leave the boat anytime they needed to use the bathroom. Here's the other sister, Farzaneh.
So we could sleep, but it didn't have a bathroom. We had to walk like 5 minutes to the bathroom.
Because of U.S. sanctions, their family in Iran couldn't help them financially. It was then that the sisters learned how to tap into their isolation, to burrow in it and seek beauty in it, to search for themselves in moments of duress and release that in their art. Again, Farzaneh.
One of the things that we like to discover in our life is the inner world of ourselves. We would like to sit in the house and think about our being and understand them.
Their autobiographical paintings show their bodies portrayed in a classical, figurative way, but in amazingly large scale, some at least 13 feet wide. The paintings show the sisters in minimalist interior spaces, all depictions of actual homes they've lived in. Their silhouettes are often wrapped in translucent veil or simple black cloth, symbolizing Islamic burqas, engaging with themes from their native Iran. Subtle video projection within the paintings create elusive movement, like the flutter of a curtain. The sisters' gazes are often transfixed, their expressions austere.
When you show a woman that is in pain, it's also the most beautiful way to show a woman. It brings so much beauty in their presence.
That was Farzaneh. The sisters showed their work to curators and galleries until they landed their first solo show at Adelson Galleries in Boston in the fall of 2016. That show unleashed a sudden and surprising demand from collectors. Here's Bahare.
We could hear our names from people that we really didn't know them or haven't met them. And that was all the people who were talking about us and our works.
The sisters don't live on a boat anymore. They now make a living from the sale of their art. One of the largest paintings shows a sister standing in a bare room with the paper of a shooting range target pasted on the wall.
We have called this piece the interrogation of the self. That's what we really did by doing this piece. We were interrogating ourselves.
Bahare says the sisters painted the piece after a vacation to Florida, where they visited a shooting range trying to release stress they felt because of President Trump's original travel ban to Iran.
They put that stigma on our country, and then that's how we are living now. We are in tension, we are not free, we are in stress, and that's the outcome of doing that. That's what we did, like the shooting.
The painting, striking and emotive, conveys the sisters' unrelenting interrogation of grief, of discomfort, of the messy parts of themselves, and ultimately, the grace of humanity to find beauty in distress. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.